Andy Kane pulls up to deliver heating oil to a house in Waterford.
Once in a while on these cold days, the condensation left in the fill pipe will have the cap stick.
As he gets the oil flowing, homeowner Teresa Carter comes out to say hello.
Don't go too far, Teresa, you might be interviewed.
Actually, Carter's pretty happy to talk about the falling price of heating oil. She says her family's paying about half what they did last year to heat their home, even with a new addition. That break in the price means she and her husband have quit fighting over the thermostat.
I always nudge it up when he nudges it down. But this year, you know, being that we can heat it a little bit more, I nudge it up a little bit more, and he lets me.
Our customers have saved a ton of money without having to sacrifice anything.
Mark Mazzella runs Benvenuti Oil, the company that delivers to Teresa Carter's home. Like the vast majority of Connecticut's 500 oil companies, it's a small, family-owned concern. Mazzella says despite the comparatively mild winter in the Northeast, his customers are actually using more oil than they would usually do in similar weather, just because they can afford to feel more comfortable. He says on average, homeowners use about 875 gallons in a winter, and they'll still save more than $1,000 over last year.
I know we've been reading a lot about and hearing a lot about energy prices falling and it's taking down the Dow and a huge loss for this and that. But the bottom line is it's putting more money in people's pockets.
Mazzella's also pleased his customers may feel less inclined to switch fuel sources. In 2012, citing high oil prices, Governor Daniel Malloy encouraged billions of dollars in investment to build out natural gas lines in the state. He aimed to bring the fuel to 280,000 new customers. But the gas utility companies confirm they're now failing to meet their targets for converting households away from cheaper heating oil.
He couldn't have been more wrong. It'd be great if he actually could come out and apologize for his error.
Professor Eric Chen says that's a downside of the drop in oil prices.
I think the conversion is actually a decent idea, and we should be, as a society, we should be exploring those kinds of alternatives to see which one comes out best.
And Chen, who teaches business at the University of St. Joseph in Hartford, says while low oil prices are a temporary boon to the Northeast, so far there's little evidence that consumers are rushing out to spend the windfall.
Yes, the consumers are finding a little extra in their pocket, but no, the consumers aren't really doing anything so much about it. They still have long memories, and they're still a little bit conservative, and they have a wait-and-see approach to this.
But certainly some in the state can't afford to wait and see. Pamela Nazario is a single parent to two girls. She drives a school bus for a living, and heating her rented house with oil has been a serious hardship in the past.
Last year, only for 100 gallons, I think it was $475. Only for 100 gallons, which only lasts me like 2-3 weeks the most.
This year, a big chunk of that money can go elsewhere.
I spent a lot of money on clothes for the girls, and actually this year that was a big help because I have extra money to spend on them, you know, for things for school and all that.
The dramatic shift in energy prices may have consumers breathing a little easier, but it only adds to the conundrum for those who must seek smart long-term policy. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.